Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Nocturnal Amish Trends. That is a wet dream joke, courtesy of... I'm going to go ahead and give it to... I want to go ahead and give that to Brian, engineer.
Engineer Brian, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Brian. Yeah, that was his idea.
Yeah, all right. So send all your feedback that way.
Yeah. I'm Jack. You are Miles.
I am.
This is what's trending. Eurovision is trending.
Yeah.
The real Eurovision, not the movie. The actual event is happening.
Mm-hmm. We get it all. I mean, this is the thing. The reason it's trending is because we can watch it in the U.S. now rather than like watching YouTube clips. The semifinals and grand final will be like on Peacock or some shit. So you can kind of like watch along and get the vibes. Ooh. Like they do in Europe. And the first one, I think, was today at like noon our time. And then the second semifinal is going to be on Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. So you can kind of check it out. I want to see it because I always see the Euro Twitter go up when Eurovision's happening.
Right.
And I never know what the fuck is going on and how cool it is. I always just see the clips after the fact. So.
What if I don't speak European, Miles? What do I do then?
Well, you're in luck, Jack, because rhythm and melody are universal languages.
That's the only language I speak, man.
Yep. And obviously spectacle too, because like again, the acts are really, you know, from the images I'm seeing, they look like they're putting on a show.
I think Rachel McAdams should have been nominated for her performance in Eurovision. Speaking of Eurovision,
yeah, Wasn't a song like fucking nominated?
Yeah, man? Yeah, for sure.
I thought it was, I couldn't believe, when I saw it, I was like, wait, what?
It's the best lip syncing that I think I've ever seen. Like her lip syncing in that movie is just great. All right, Shrek is trending. Why is Shrek trending this time, Miles?
Because Shrek died.
Damn.
So you hate to see it. Yep.
You really what happens. Do.
You always get nervous when you see Shrek trend or any, you know, whenever I see Shrek trending, I'm like, oh no, tell me Shrek's okay. it's the 20th fucking anniversary of when the film came out. Damn. Today marks 20 years since we were Shrek'd.
Yeah.
And the internet will never be the same. Forever.
Put Shrek'd on that movie's name because that is such a specific time. Like we did a live show about the year 2000. We might do another one at some point. Yeah. But but that Shrek's just dominance that year felt like one of those things that was just never going to go away. And it never did. I still am considering getting a Shrek full back piece. No, it's just it's like, for instance, I think it's fitting that one of the things that people are doing in honor of Shrek's 20th birthday is drawing Shrek from memory. And the drawings are all sorts of fucked up because, like, Shrek just kind of disappeared from the culture. So you have to draw him from memory. It's not like it would be interesting to see somebody draw, like, Mickey Mouse or Woody from Toy Story from memory because they're still everywhere. But Shrek, it's a distant memory.
I mean, I didn't realize, too, like, in a lot of these write-ups now that, I mean, I'm sure the Shrek fans know that Chris Farley was supposed to be Shrek.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then he recorded a ton of dialogue already before he passed away. And I was just like, oh, shit. Where are those tapes at?
That's one of my favorite careers to imagine. Like, that would have been so dope. He becomes Farley, Shrek. He would have. Yeah. Because, well, no, sure, just Farley in general. Like, I don't know. Seems like he would have done a lot of interesting stuff. Like, everybody who worked with him, performed with him, were just like, he was an otherworldly, like, talent. Mm-hmm. And yeah, who knows? True loss. I think we lost a lot in the Shrek universe, because then we just got Mike Myers and his inexplicable decision to always do a Scottish accent. I guess it's not inexplicable. His parents had a Scottish accent. Yeah, his dad had a Scottish accent.
He'd move now. Man, but there was a write-up recently about how So I Married an Axe Murderer is, like, just criminally underrated as a comedy.
So I Married an Axe Murderer was trending, and we'll find out right after you say the thing you were going to say about Shrek. Were you just about to say something about something else about Shrek?
Oh, before that? Oh, no, just I didn't also, another thing in reading about Shrek, didn't realize Mike Myers, that the Scottish accent version of Shrek is like the second go round of recording dialogue.
Right.
Like, they're like, whoa, what's that Scottish thing? Right. Actually, no, I'll do that. Let's do that instead. And just, if for something that had so many obstacles on its way, it's like, I think a lot of people were like, dude, this is going to be a fucking disaster. Just shows you.
The first version that he did of Shrek, he did actually as the Love Guru, with the Love Guru accent. So that was less popular.
Yeah, people were like, what the fuck? No, this doesn't make sense.
What? So I Married an Axe Murderer is also trending because Charles Grodin has passed away.
Oh, shit. Right.
Yeah. And people were pointing out that is one of many movies that he completely stole just by sheer Grodin-ness. He's plays somebody who refuses to give up his car to a FBI agent trying to commandeer his car. He's just like, I don't think so. But this is a weird one, because it's not like I remember Midnight Run coming out, but, like, it did come out, I believe, in my lifetime. It definitely came out in the 80s. And he always seemed like a guy who was, like, perpetually in his 40s or 50s.
Yeah.
And now he just died at age 86.
I could not. He was, like, one of those dudes who, like, probably looked 45 at 25.
Right.
Then was just, just going, living along that path. Because, I remember.
But then, like, he looked 45 at 65.
Right. And you're like, damn, what's your secret, Grodin?
Yeah.
But I remember for him, Beethoven, I'll always remember that, as the stressed out dad from the Beethoven films.
But I mean, he was probably playing that character, like, in his late 50s, I'm assuming, if he just passed away at 86. Because Beethoven
he's born
just
35.
Came out.
Beethoven is like 93. This motherfucker was almost sick, damn near 60.
Yeah, but he could play young. He was just perpetually in his 40s, and we bought it.
Hook, line, and sinker. You know what I mean?
fooled me once, Grodin, never again. But yeah, shout out to that man.
Charles Grodin.
Jeter is trending because he's getting a 6-part documentary.
Called The Captain. From the people Captain, that brought you The Last Dance. About the Chicago Bulls. Really about Michael Jordan.
They should have called it The Gift Basket and made it and told the story from the perspective of all the women who slept with Derek Jeter and got a gift basket from him.
Yeah, I don't know what that, I mean, Derek Jeter is, you know, a fantastic athlete. I just don't know. I don't know really fucking anything about him.
I remember there being like a period where it just seemed magical. Like people were like, he shouldn't be this good, but he's just like always so clutch and amazing in like big moments.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know.
Who is Derek, though? What's going on with Derek? Are we going to find out? I mean, I'm sure Yankee fans probably know a lot about the weird stuff, of like fun stuff about Derek Jeter or weird. But like, what is that shit? Like, is he? Because if it's just about, I'm sorry, but like, you need some kind of character flaw for me to kind of be in on.
Because
I want to know that you are like, have this weird balance of like freak athlete, but also like, I don't know, you have some like weird hobby or something you're so obsessed with that nearly cost the Yankees a World Series or something. I don't know. But give me something like that. I don't want to see the magic man be so magical. And if it is, maybe it'll warm my heart. But
he was behind the scenes. He was up all night playing Russian roulette the night before.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, because to know like Michael Jordan's just ego
was gambling. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like was just doing all kinds of shit and like was kind of the secret sauce for him was just being slighted and then going out of body on the court. Like, I want to see that too, but maybe, you know, I'm being.
Yeah, hopefully it's not just like, he's just like a really cool dude. And like just always rose to the moment because he was like good at baseball and also a cool dude.
Cool dude. Episode 3, when he gave all that stuff away for free. It's like, oh, cool.
Do you know the story of the gift baskets?
No, I mean, I just know vaguely that he had this thing of that was a thing. But I
Yeah, when you slept with Jeter the next day, you got a gift basket from him that I think had like some Jeter memorabilia. It better be in there. I mean, that would be, I don't know. We learned, I guess we didn't really get the personal warts and all from The Last Dance. Just the gambling thing, but
I wonder if he's definitely kind of like less concerned because he's probably not on the same level of Jordan where he's like, nah, dude, I was a fucking asshole. Where he's just like, yeah, you can tell him about the gift baskets. I thought I was being nice. Maybe it's kind of cool. I don't think that's going to be in there because there's nothing to do with him as a Yankee. Or does it?
Was I think that there was the Yankee stuff? Memorabilia in there in those gift baskets. So you tell me. You tell me, Miles.
Did he also was with Mariah Carey too, wasn't he at one point?
Yeah, he was.
He's a phenomenon too. I don't know.
For sure.
I don't know. He just was such a clean cut kind of athlete to me. I'm hoping we get some cool stuff, but I'm sure that will. I can't imagine them green lighting it and it's like we're describing where they're like, episode 1, Derek was always a really good kid. And it's just like people, it's like, all these people, like his fucking kindergarten teacher, like, oh, I remember Derek. Yes, he was so sweet and he would share his crayons. And we're like, what the fuck is this?
Did he grow up in New York? I feel like he's not from like Florida or where most baseball players are from.
No, Jersey. He was born in Jersey.
Yeah, yeah. So shout out to him. And he was not like a top draft pick.
No.
Coming out of wherever baseball players come out of. That's probably
the interesting thing about Derek Jeter is like he wasn't this like enshrined talent from the beginning.
Right.
And that's all like unlike Michael Jordan, who you're like, oh, look at this kid. He's about to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Where you got Derek Jeter coming, you know, taking a different path.
Nah, dude, Michael Jordan got cut from his high school freshman team. He sucked at basketball for most of his life and then just decided to be good his junior year.
Right.
Well, speaking of decided to be good.
You know.
Right, yeah.
He didn't pick the rock up to 14.
We should talk about his Hall of Fame award acceptance speeches. They're so interesting, Hall of Fame award acceptance speeches. That's where we learned of Michael Jordan's like true pathology when he was like brought his college roommate out and just talked about like how he like was better than him, basically. Like it wasn't like, man, you were always there for me. It was like, and when we first came to college, people thought he was going to be better than me. Look at where we are now. Are you entering the Hall of Fame? Nope, it's me.
Right. Oh, hey, tell him about how you were crying, begging me to loan you $30,000. No?
We were backstage at the Ambies getting ready to host the pre-show, something Miles and I did over the weekend.
We
were watching Tim Duncan's Hall of Fame speech, and it was just like, he kept being like, yeah, and then I went to whatever the nearest gym was and played. I don't remember if I played well, but they offered me a scholarship. And then,
to Wake Forest.
The first guy who ever saw me offered me a college scholarship. I don't remember if I played good, but the Spurs decided to draft me number one. It was
frustratingly humble. Like, you're like, this isn't even interesting. Because you're like, right. He's using like gaps in memory to be humble. Like,
yeah,
clearly you were fucking people up when the Wake Forest recruiter saw you and was like, hey, Marvin Wake Forest, I'm sorry, I just completely fucked up the Chuck Berry joke from Back to the Future, but
Marvin?
You were clearly fucking it up when they offered you that scholarship. And then when he's like, and then when I went to the States, I don't know how I played, like a bunch of NBA, I guess I did okay. I don't know. It's like, no, Tim, you did really well.
Tim, and you're the best power forward of all time. And yeah, the message that I took from it is if you're 14 and have never played basketball, give basketball a try because that's what Tim Duncan did. And he ended up being the best power forward of all time. Yeah, he was a swimmer prior to that.
Right. So. He was like, yeah. And then my mom died and I was really kind of down. And then people got me into basketball and I guess it was worth trying. And so, yeah, I guess now I'm in the Hall of Fame for basketball. Thanks, Tim. His braids looking great. It's just funny.
Yeah, his braids actually look pretty good.
He got this edgy haircut, but he still looked like Tim Duncan. Like there's no edge to him. Which isn't a bad thing because he just seems like such a wholesome individual. But even with his cool hairdo, still feeling like big fundamentals.
Yeah, his braids give off the string cheese incident like show more than like that he's cool or fashionable or whatever. And then finally, we got to talk about Shohei. Shohei Ohtani, the only baseball player we really talk about on this show because he is, he's the opposite of inside baseball. He is just, you know, breaks across everything and makes baseball interesting to me, someone who is not interested in baseball. So he, you know, we started talking about him at the beginning of the season because he was, you know, he's been in the States in Major League Baseball for a couple years, but this is the first time that he was like healthy at full strength and was going to be both hitting and pitching regularly. And he is now leading the league with 13 home runs, still pitching among the best in the league. He's got a 2.10 ERA, striking people out at a shocking rate, throwing 100 miles per hour. So
he's holding opponents to a 1.126 batting average.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like people know baseball enough to know how that, like, pitchers and hitters are not the same, right?
Right. And
like,
pitchers should be nowhere near the top honors for RBIs or home runs. He's first in home runs, second in he's 32 RBIs.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, he's that two-way legend that he's becoming the fucking thing. The last time we're talking about him, like, it's happening. Like, he's showing that he can do it. And now we're checking in again. Oh, our man is leading in home runs. And yeah. I mean, when you're playing with Mike Trout and then they're like, Shohei Ohtani might be the MVP. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This is outrageous. So not
Mike Trout is
in an angry way, but just wild.
Yeah. Mike Trout, like people think, might be the best baseball player of all time. He's on Shohei Ohtani's team. Like statistically, he's one of the greats to ever do it. But he's just kind of boring. I mean, his name is Mike Trout.
Yeah.
And so people like aren't that into him. But yeah, man. And you know, the last time we talked about him, it was because he legged out he hit what was with any other baseball player, just a easy out because he just grounded out to the infield. But then when the, you know, shortstop threw it to first base, he was already there. Yeah. It's unbelievable. He's like just a next level, like one of the great athletes of all time.
I hope it gets just like wilder and wilder and just more sensational, because it really does have the potential to completely become like Shohei Mania, like on Earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he keeps this up, because
yeah,
I'm sure like within baseball, that's already happening, but like, There's levels to it too, where like suddenly now any people who don't give a fuck about baseball are like, what the fuck? And I think that's slowly starting to happen. But
yep.
Shout out Shohei.
Shout out Shohei. And that is gonna do it for today's trending episode. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask. Wash your hands, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, but with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.